encouraging the FCC in any way we can to get on with the question of domestic side effects. I think Tom Whitehead has already given a nudge in that direction, but this technology has been here, it's being used around the world, and we're not using it domestically. And there's a reason economically, very selfishly, why we'd like to see it be brought into domestic use, is the fact that it's a more economical way for us to conduct our business. And the telephone company's rates are going up, and they're not quarreling about the fact that they are, because they've got their problems. But when there is a new technology that allows us to do the job better at less cost, we hate being a straitjacket of bureaucracy.
What can we do? What else is your...
Mr.
In my opinion, this is coming before the Whitehead has been working for you.
How is he, Councilman Whitehead?
You work with him, right?
Yes, or is he... I think he's taken a hold of it. Is he in a job very well?
Sure.
We've kidded him a lot about writing his own charter and then getting himself appointed.
Yeah.
But that's just kidding. No, I think that he sees this thing in a broader way than anyone who's been in telecommunications.
Let me say that, from what I have gathered, it's, we should be,
Do you favor like a more single approach like ComSat or the multiple approach which Whitehead has sort of advocated?
I think we've come down very hard on either side on that curve, but we moved away from wanting to have our own hardware out there. If you go buy the service from ComSat or from Western Union or anyone else, we would simply like to get the service available to us so we can take advantage of it, because we think that it's a better way to do it and it's less cost. But we've taken a position that CBS has and ABC before us, to a limited extent, I think NBC did too, that we wanted our own hardware. This would really get to try to nudge the commission into doing something about it. It wasn't that we wanted to get into the public utility business.
I reckon they're being limited,
but, you know, we'd rather buy from ComSat or from Globecom or one of the other groups that are putting together a package than I think we would from AT&T before that gets put. When they get caught in the pipeline, it's been 18 months before there's a decision come out.
Yeah.
And I just think some priorities have got to be established, and some nudging has to be done from that point.
And we can stay there now.
Yes, you can stay now.
Oh, yes. No.
It's amazing to these satellite pictures you get from abroad. I can't believe that it's a satellite. It's just
sort of quality.
Correct.
Oh, recovering the ocean.
But, oh, it's marvelous. When you show, I guess you can't believe it.
They realize space. I think there's a chance that Canada may have a domestic service before we have one in this country. Of course, that would hurt our relations with Canada, but I just hate to see that technology.
Could I ask you while I were on the subject, you haven't raised it before, you see people who are very concerned about the cable television.
CATV?
Yes, CATV. Of course, you own some, I'm sure.
Well, at this very moment we do. We own some, but we're in the process of digesting those. The commission said that broadcasters probably would not be allowed to own CATV and also to be in the film syndication business. So we took the bit in our mouth and went ahead and decided we'd spin that off and not wait and fight it through the courts. We got caught up in some problems there. We hope that we'll be out of the FCC on that divestiture program, but technically...
Matter of fact, there's 1 hour before the spin-off was to take place officially. The FCC put a stop on it. On certain things that have happened, I complained to the registry, a few people, and most of us surprised, we had notified the New York Stock Exchange 1 hour before the thing was taken.
There had already been 600,000 shares of stock traded on one issue basis.
The FCC is now studying the problem. We're hoping for a decision in a minute.
Yeah.
But if this thing is undone, it will be the most awful fix.
Here's the question I ask. There was the feeling expressed, and I'm being expressed that this decision would have an enormous impact. That is, people talk about that on the whole broadcasting business. And the question debates as to whether or not it, in governmental level, and particularly the commission level, capacity was there to understand it all. Is that a question?
Oh, I think the concern is that they're proceeding very rapidly to regulate in the FCC, the overlap question, the distance signal question, before there was a government-wide policy. Tally, again, is working on that because it relates to other things like yourself. Copyright is very critical. Copyright, which is a legislative problem. So the concern that some people have had is that the CAPB might, commission might move too fast in certain ways.
I think Dean's got something on his side here. I wish he weren't moving as fast, but you know how long that was stuck at the commission. And I think Dean Birch has said, let's get on with some of these things and get them out. And I think he's perhaps the pendulum has swung too far the other direction. It may be moving a little rapidly in view of what White is trying to do on an overall national policy, which is what.
Can I ask this question? With your permission, can I ask all of you? Is White adequate staff? What I'm getting at is, and also I know the commissions, of course, none of the commissions are written down, to be frankly. You know, I mean, it isn't just the FTC, but the FTC and all the rest and so forth. That's one of the things that Conway and his group, Walter Lair, et cetera.
Yes, but that's something you need to worry about. Probably not in your lifetime. Maybe. I hope it does. But coming back to this, the great problem we have as government, frankly, is in a place like this, is that we really, I mean, you've got